Hello, this is Jim Katsoulis, and this is a self-hypnosis session designed specifically to help you become more prosperous. To become more prosperous financially, emotionally, physically, to get all the success in your life that you want. Now, in order to make that happen, you need to change your mindset. You literally need to think differently. This is the beginning of all change. And self-hypnosis is one of the most powerful ways to make this happen. So in order to get the most out of this session, find a place where you won't be disturbed, where you can sit or lay down comfortably, ideally with headphones, and allow yourself to relax and just let go, and let the suggestions that are given go deep into your unconscious mind, so that you can begin to create some new thought patterns from this moment forward that allow you to recognize all of the opportunities that exist around you. Now let's begin by taking a deep breath, letting it out slowly, and closing your eyes. Now I want you to relax your body, and I want you to begin feeling as if you were letting go. And I want you to put your attention onto your toes and relax your toes. Let that feeling of relaxation move up into your ankles, into your calves, into your knees, into your thighs. Just letting go of those areas of your body. Let that feeling move up through your waist into your stomach. Take an extra moment here and relax the stomach muscles. Let that feeling move up into your chest, relaxing your chest, up into your shoulders and down into your arms, back into your shoulders, moving up into your neck, up into your ears, down into your jaw, over your lips, and into your nasal passages, allowing your breathing and each breath you take to relax you deeper and deeper as that relaxation moves up into your eyes and eyelids, just letting those muscles relax. Let that feeling move into your eyebrows, relaxing the eyebrows, into your forehead, relaxing the muscles in your forehead, feeling that relaxation move over your face, over the top of your head and down the back of your head, all the way down the back of your neck, down into your shoulders, all the way down your spine, one vertebrae at a time, relaxing all the muscles in your back deeper and deeper. With each vertebrae that relaxation moves down, feel the relaxation, feel the calm moving down your spine, down past the back of your legs, down past the back of your calves, all the way down to your feet and toes. Now take your attention and place it on your breathing, realizing that hypnosis is simply the process of focusing your attention internally, paying attention to what's going on inside your body, and beginning to realize how much control you have over it. And one of the most powerful ways to change your body is to breathe deeper and to breathe slower, all in a relaxed way. So as you bring your attention back to your toes and feel your toes relaxing, imagining your feet relaxing, ankles relaxing, letting go, calves, knees, thighs. You not only feel it in your mind, but you also feel it in that part of your body. Feeling your calves, your knees, your thighs, just letting go. Letting that feeling move up into your waist and into your stomach. That sensation of letting go, of letting the tension and the worry and the stress fall away, and realizing that when that happens, your natural breathing, just the simple act of breathing, can become something that brings you deeper and deeper into yourself. And you can let that feeling move up into your chest. Feel your chest opening up and relaxing. Feel that relaxation going deep into your heart, allowing even your heart to relax. Let that feeling move up into your shoulders. And if at any time you need to shift your body to become more comfortable, that's fine. The main goal here is to become as relaxed and as comfortable as possible. So if there's an itch and you want to scratch it, if you want to shift your body to correct your alignment, this is a process of intentionally relaxing your body and learning about your body and what makes it feel right. Let that feeling of relaxation move up into your shoulders and down into your arms, down into your hands, all the way to your fingertips, and moving back again into your arms, moving back up into your shoulders, into your neck, into your ears, down into your jaw, over your lips, into your nose. You can feel the breath moving all the way down into your lungs, relaxing you deeper and deeper with each and every breath that you take. And that feeling moving into your eyes relaxing, into your eyebrows and your forehead, letting the muscles relax and become soft. That feeling moving over the top of your head and down the back of your head, all the way down the back of your neck and across your shoulders, all the way down your spine. Just letting go and preparing yourself to install new thought patterns, new beliefs, new ideas that can transform your financial life. As you realize that making more money, having more happiness, becoming prosperous in any area of your life always comes back to the same starting point, which is that you need to think in a new way. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over, expecting a different result. So as you allow yourself to absorb the fact that if you want to change your finances, then you need to change how you think. And that's going to happen now. And with each and every breath you take, you can allow yourself to relax. And you're going to need to do this, allowing yourself to relax and let go regularly. Because you're most likely going to notice that at certain times when money's brought up, finances, bills, pay, you may notice your body tensing up. And if this is the case, this is one of the first things we're going to change. Because you can't attract more money if you're unconsciously scared of it and repelling it away. So allow yourself to let go of the tension. Release it. Get good at doing that. So good that you begin to do it naturally and automatically. So that when you let go of the fear, when you let go of the stress, you're left with a clear, concise belief that you want to improve your financial situation, and you can do it exactly the way that you want to do it. And that is the first step in changing your financial situation is to come up with a new plan. Because the old ways don't work anymore. The ways we learn from people who struggled never worked. And it makes no sense to continue following them. So the first step is to create a new plan for yourself. A plan that right from the beginning involves your interest, your excitement, your curiosity. These are the things that fuel financial success. Excitement, curiosity. These are the things you need to feel at the beginning of this journey. They are not things that come later. You need to recognize things that you are interested in, that you're passionate about, because these are the things that fuel financial success. Passion, curiosity, interest. This is what's going to change your life when you make these the priorities. And this is what begins the transformation that you can now allow in your mind. The primary thought that rather than picking a position based solely on financial return, you can begin to base it on what you're interested in, what you're excited about. Because if you notice all of the people who have been financially successful, truly financially successful, they've always have an intense passion, curiosity, and excitement for that work. And this is what truly drives financial success. Which brings us to the number two thing that you're going to begin looking at. And it's modeling. It's beginning to tune yourself, just like a radio, into the people who are successful in the way that you want to be. You can unconsciously tune yourself right now so that you begin to automatically become aware of people who are successful in the way that you want to be. And whether you know them now or not, you will begin to become aware of them. You will begin to notice them in the world. And it may be in person, or it may be an interview you run across, or it might be an article you read, but you will unconsciously and automatically begin to notice and seek out people who are already achieving the results that you want. And you will simultaneously stop from this moment forward listening and learning from people who do not have the results that you want. You will stop from this moment from learning and following the advice of people who are not getting the results that you want. And you will instead focus your resources and your awareness and attention on the people who are getting the results that you do want. And when you notice this, you will unconsciously begin to pay attention to how they think about their work, how they think about money, realizing that they think differently, which is the reason why they are getting different results. Because our results are always a reflection of our thinking. And if you're not getting the results that you want, then your thinking needs to change right now. From this moment forward, you become a person who recognizes solutions, opportunities, because they are all around you. Regardless of any situation you ever find yourself in, there are always opportunities surrounding you. And if you don't notice them, it's because you're not looking for them. Or it could be the third thing that needs to change and needs to be in yourself in order to truly accomplish what you want. And this is congruency. You need to truly 100% want. You have to 100% congruently want and desire more money. What this means is you can't have two conflicting beliefs. You can't believe that money's evil on one hand and want it on the other hand. You need to feel congruent about the money that you're going to earn. And you can do this through charity. You can do this by not selling out your beliefs and your values. But making the money that you want to make in the way that you want to make it. For many people, they don't struggle because they're asking for too much. They struggle because they accept too little. You can have everything you want, and in doing so, can help infinitely more people than living a life of struggle and a life of lack. Let me repeat that. You will help people more, not only financially, but emotionally, the people around you, yourself with your health, by focusing and staying strong and staying excited and motivated and optimistic, because you are able to make more money and help more people. This is one of the easiest ways to help people. So that money needs to be something that you are 100% congruent about achieving. Now, when you notice conflicting beliefs, when you notice one side of you wanting to make more money and one side of you being nervous about it for whatever reason, you need to bring this out to the surface and resolve it. Because if you don't, it becomes an unconscious block that will sabotage you and you will not know why. So you need to let it go and realize that you are a good person and you're going to make a lot of money in a good way. It does happen. It does exist. There are good people out there who make a lot of money and do a lot of good things with it. You are going to be one of them. And this is how you begin to think about your future, regardless of where you find yourself now. You create a new plan based on true passion. Recognizing what passion feels like. Creating a plan that allows you to profit from that passion in a way that you enjoy. In a way that gives you true fulfillment. And you learn how to do this by modeling new people that are getting the results that you want to achieve in your area. You begin to notice people who are good people, who are doing good things, who are employing people or are helping people out with their money, who are enriching the world and making the world a better place with their products or services, so that you can congruently move towards the level of wealth that you desire, and you can feel 100% congruent about your belief that making more money is going to benefit infinitely more people. You are going to be able to help out infinitely more people when you have more financial resources and you are living the life of financial freedom, and when you are empowered financially, when you have the ability to influence your surroundings in a positive and powerful way. This is the wealth that you are moving towards. And finally, the last thing that makes all of this work is the ability to take action over and over and over and over. Taking action over and over and over, regardless of the results that you get. The one thing you need to do is to continually take action, to continually move forward, recognizing mistakes and bad decisions as learning opportunities. You consistently take action and move towards the goal that you want to achieve. And this is how you get the results that you want. If you put this plan into action and follow each step, your success becomes guaranteed. It no longer becomes a question of luck or timing. It becomes a matter of fact that people who have a successful plan, who model people that are getting the results that they want, who congruently 100% are moving in the direction they want without the limiting beliefs, without the distracting, incongruent beliefs, and who consistently take action in that direction, the result is the same every time. And this is the life that you can live. So what does your life look like? What do you want it to look like? What thoughts do you need to have in order to achieve what you want? What would be the next steps on your journey of success? Would the first step be debt-free? Would the first step be saving a certain amount of money? Would it be finding a position where you had opportunity to grow and to build your own business? What do you want in your life? And what would it feel like to achieve that first step, to have that business, to be debt-free, to have a certain amount of money in the bank? Now relax your body as you think about these things, and notice that it's probably been a while that you felt relaxed thinking about money. Maybe you've never experienced that. And you become aware of this, that sometimes, as much as we want money, sometimes on an unconscious level, when we think about money, it becomes stressful. We get tense and nervous and scared. But we can let that go. And we can develop a new attitude about money. Something as simple as the next time you pay your bills, and if your bills are $100 and you have $105 in the bank, you can be thankful for the fact that you have that money to pay the bills. Little things, little consistent steps, little consistent shifts in the way that you think is what's ultimately going to create the changes that you want. When you let go of the luck, the timing, then you take control of your own financial future right now. When you think of yourself as a person who can create the reality that they want, just by thinking differently, by feeling differently, by getting excited, not about making money, but thinking about it as creating a service or a product that is so valuable that people want to give you money because it improves and helps their life so much. This is how you think about it. That you're doing or creating something that creates value. This is the essence of money and attracting it. Is that you create something that is valuable. Something valuable based on what you are passionate about is one of the most surefire recipes for making this happen. Now the specifics will come and you'll figure them out along your path, and it won't always be easy, and it will be frustrating at times, but it's frustrating for everyone who ultimately creates success. And it's moving through that frustration that is the difference between people that ultimately reach the financial goals that they've set for themselves and for those who do not. And as you see yourself as the person who consistently is moving forward with a plan that you believe in, working day in and day out on something that you're passionate about, with people around you physically or through articles or through interviews that support and inspire you and teach you new ways of thinking and approaching these successes, and you keep taking action. You keep taking action to complete that next step. And realizing that this process of making more money is a combination of steps. It's an accumulation of right thinking and right action, accumulating so that you begin to have the finances and the lifestyle that you crave, that you deserve, and that you can have. And it all begins and ends with your thinking. As you redefine who you are right now by practicing these new thought patterns, this new awareness of what it is that distinguishes someone who is successful financially, someone who is able to create wealth from nothing, by understanding that there's only one way to do it, which is to create something that is more valuable. And the way that you create something more valuable is by changing your thinking and beginning to think better thoughts. Thoughts that move you in the direction that you want to go. And that starts by recognizing the thoughts and changing the ones that don't work, and beginning to recognize all of the opportunities and solutions that surround you. And sometimes when that feels hard, you can relax your body and take a deep breath, because that changes you instantly. And it can bring you back to this place right now, where you're calm, you're relaxed, you're open, and you're thinking more creatively and more powerfully in order to get the results that you want. And when you think of all the things that you've overcome in your life, you realize that you do have the power to continually move forward. And it's that moving forward, that taking action, that can help you create your dream life. And what is that dream life for you? Imagine it now. Feel the peace that you desire so much from that life. That sense of peace, that sense of calm, of optimism. This is what you want. And you might realize that you can have it right now. And the more you operate out of this place, the quicker and the easier your financial future changes and becomes a reality for you. One of success and genuine happiness, allowing you to squeeze every drop, every single experience that you can have can be yours. And you can let go of the stress, and you can let go of the worry, and allow it to fade away. And the more you feel this, and the more you think about this, the more compelling it's going to become. The more congruent you're going to become in how much money you demand for yourself. Because you're the one who's in control and has the power to create whatever financial situation you would like to be in. And the freedom that you crave so deeply, because it feels so good to have that sense of freedom and control over your own life. And as you allow these different ideas to go deep into your unconscious mind, I want you to bring your attention to your body and allow yourself to relax even more. And remember this feeling, this idea, this combination of relaxing your body and your mind, in hearing information that can absolutely transform the quality of your life, the opportunities that you recognize and take advantage of, and how prosperous you become in your life now. That carefree feeling of relaxation and peacefulness, that sense of deep, deep calm is where you make your best decisions and where you do your best thinking. So the more you feel this way, the quicker you're going to find your external reality changing and becoming one of complete and total success. And now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I say 5, you'll be fully awake, completely relaxed, and alert all at the same time, excited to put your plan into action. Not only ready to put your plan into action, but simultaneously awakening with an awareness of things that create financial poverty and avoiding them with everything you have so that you become focused on plans, people, beliefs, thoughts, and actions that bring you towards the financial success that you deserve, desire, and want so badly and are absolutely right for wanting, because you're going to be financially successful in a most responsible way that's going to benefit infinitely more people because you are a good person. And your financial success is only going to magnify the fact that you are a good person. And you're going to use your financial success to help other people in your life. And when I count from 1 to 5, at number 5, you're going to be fully awake, feeling different, feeling better, feeling alive, excited, motivated, and optimistic, and you should. And you're going to bring that feeling into your day with you. And you're going to allow that feeling to grow within you as you create all the shifts and changes in your life that lead you right to the financial successes that you desire so deeply. Number 1, slowly, easily beginning to feel your body, your breathing. Number 2, from head to toe, you feel wonderful in every way, relaxed, calm, and peaceful. Number 3, every part of your body is responding to the words I'm saying, so you begin to become aware of the room that you're in. Number 4, eyes beginning to open. And number 5, eyes open, fully awake, completely refreshed, relaxed, excited about the changes that have happened unconsciously. Now, after a session like this, what may happen over the next few hours and days is that ideas are going to come up, good and bad ones. You are going to have new good ideas, and you're also going to become aware of some of the negative beliefs, the limiting beliefs that have held you back. And that's completely and totally normal and natural. We don't want to ignore them. We want to interact with them. And we want to understand what the limiting beliefs we have are. And we want to resolve them. We resolve them with new information. We resolve them by changing the way that we feel when we think about them. For example, when it's time to pay bills or think about bills, you intentionally relax your body and mind. You intentionally go back to this place of calm peacefulness and make your decisions from that place as often as you can. And you're going to notice that your thinking about finances begins to change and transform. And that's what's going to make the difference. So I want to thank you very much for listening to this session, and I will talk to you soon.